From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Sources are telling Reuters that Verizon will purchase the main part of internet giant Yahoo for about $5 billion. The announcement could come as early as today. That means Yahoo Mail, instant messaging, handful of popular websites go to Verizon. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is tracking this emerging deal. Lewis, let's get right to it. What is Verizon getting out of this?
Well, I put that question to Eric Gordon. He's a professor at the Ross School of Business at University of Michigan. He says, essentially, Yahoo used to be cool.
Now it's the middle-aged guy who's bald and has a gray ponytail.
And that said, it does have a decent search engine, websites like Yahoo Finance and Sports. And he says the big thing is users, all the Yahoo users that are going to go to Verizon.
And what? Remember, Verizon acquired AOL last year, another internet company out of the Pleistocene era. How's all this fit together?
Well, AOL had actually been undergoing a real transition and gotten pretty good at targeted advertising. Here's Eric Gordon again.
It went from being the people that sent you those annoying CDs to turn you into an AOL user into a pretty sophisticated company under its new CEO.
That's CEO Tim Armstrong. Today's deal is going to create this kind of mashup of AOL's ad technology with Yahoo's users and sites. For Verizon, this is all about what they call monetizing the mobile customer, aka figuring out how to turn your eyeballs into profits whenever you're staring at your smartphone. Eric Gordon says the competition, that is Google and Facebook, are really, really good at that.
They send you ads that actually have some chance of having something to do with your life. Instead of getting ads for swimming pool cleaning robots when you live on the 50th story of a building in Chicago.
And Yahoo CEO Marissa Meyer likely to leave the company, taking $55 million in severance with her.